first power-up, and explanations of application and terminal modes. Before using your Brilliant 14 for the first time, it's important to charge it for a minimum of 8 hours. This will make sure that your device is fully charged and ready to go for its first use. After this initial charge, on subsequent charges, it will take about 5 hours for the Brilliant's battery to reach full capacity. So once you've charged it for a minimum of 8 hours, you can power it up for the first time. And to do that, you will find the power button. Remember that this button is square and has a raised dot in its center. It's located on the left-hand side of the device towards the back. To power on your Brilliant, press and hold this square button for approximately 3 seconds. I don't know whether my microphone allowed you to hear that, but it does make a small beep and the word starting appears on the display. I have my Brilliant currently in application mode, which means that the switch is flipped to the left, and that's the switch on the left of the back face of the unit. Most likely when you receive your device, it will be in application mode, meaning that the switch will be turned to the left. If the switch is turned to the left on your device, you will be in application mode, and after the starting prompt disappears from your Braille display, you will see the time, or a time. It may not be correct when you see it. If your switch is flipped to the right, you will be in terminal mode, and you will see the word hello after the starting message disappears. We're going to go in depth and talk about what you can do in either application or terminal mode in upcoming modules. But right now I want to explain the differences between the two. Application mode is pretty easy to remember because it actually includes applications that are available to you on the Brilliant device itself, such as time, date, settings, a stopwatch, one-hand mode, and more. From application mode, you can enter any of these applications and interact with them as you wish. We'll discuss the various applications included in this mode in an upcoming module. Application mode is a standalone mode. In other words, you can use the Brilliant without any other devices connected to it. You can create notes, you can check the time, use your stopwatch, configure settings, etc. And you can do it all with the Brilliant itself. If you are in terminal mode, you will be able to connect via Bluetooth or USB to another device, such as a PC, Mac, or mobile phone or tablet. You may connect to up to 5 Bluetooth devices and 1 USB device, so 6 devices in total, simultaneously. So if I wanted to, I could be connected to my PC via USB, my iPhone via Bluetooth, and my iPad via Bluetooth as well. The advantage of terminal mode is that you can read and interact with material on other devices using the Braille display of your Brilliant. Besides viewing the content of connected devices on your Brilliant's display in terminal mode, you also have the ability to enter a menu from there and access many of the applications that are available in application mode. We'll talk more about how to enter this menu and access those applications in an upcoming module. Basically, the way you can remember the difference in the two modes is that application mode includes applications that can easily be accessed just by flipping your switch on the back of the device to the left. A for applications. If you flip the switch to the right, you'll be in terminal mode, from which you can view your connections to various devices, such as your computer, iPhone, etc. T for terminal mode. Here's a little memory trick that may help you in remembering which way to flip the switch for which mode you want. A comes first for application mode. You flip the switch to the left. T is later in the alphabet and stands for terminal mode, which is accessed when your switch is flipped to the right. When you wish to turn off your Brilliant, you can do so the same way you turned it on, which is by pressing and holding the power button for approximately 3 seconds. You'll hear a beep, and anything on your display at the time will disappear.